Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And in the business world, of course, there are many stories about success and many stories about failure. And I'm sure somewhere in your childhood, going through school, through elementary school or junior high school or high school, you heard the story about how Edison invented the light bulb and how he did 5,000 experiments to find the exact right materials to invent the light bulb. But often they leave out the part of he read everything he possibly could about experiments that other people have tried, so he didn't have to do them. He understood what their mistakes were, so he didn't have to reinvent their mistakes. Or we can almost look at any product, because things are moving at an accelerated pace. We can look at the computers, the first Texas Instrument computers, where you had to have the punch cards and write a program. And look what the computers are today. They're just an amazing, amazing tool. They connect us all together. I mean, there's so many stories about people who did things and made mistakes. But the people who paid attention to the mistakes, the people who looked at the product, the people who said, what can we do with this light bulb? What can we do with this cell phone they called the brick? Motorola actually put the first cell phones out. They called it the brick because it was so heavy. Where do we go from here? They looked at what people wanted. They looked at what wasn't right, and they made it right, and they were able to brand it. And someone else said, wait a minute, we can brand it better. I see the mistakes they made. I see where we can capitalize on what they didn't do right. Mistakes are a valuable tool. Mistakes are important. If there were no mistakes, there would be no progress. If we just developed something and didn't make any changes in it because it could be made better or it didn't work, we would pretty much be a stagnant society. So if you're looking to build your wealth in your business and your business is moving along and you're just doing business and you're not growing the way you should, you have to put yourself in a position of just being out there just a little bit. You have to take chances. You must take chances, and everything will not go well, and you will make mistakes, and you have to look at those mistakes, and you have to say to yourself, I see where we went wrong. Now, let's do it again. Or, this just isn't worth doing. We will never do it again. Build your wealth by understanding your business mistakes. And mistakes can come in all different forms and shapes and sizes and areas. You know, possibly you buy a piece of equipment for your business and it just doesn't do what you thought it would do. It was a mistake. You know that the next piece of equipment that you buy, you know more of what you want. Or possibly you're expanding your business and you hire a salesperson. And that salesperson goes out and they don't do anything. They don't prospect. They don't create any business. All they do is sell you. You look at why you hired them, what they said to you, what you want in the next salesperson, and how you want to improve the process of interviewing so that you understand how to get the right person in the right place to do the job. So no matter what area of your business, there will be mistakes. Whether it's in manufacturing, whether it's in front office, whether it's in a piece of equipment or a truck you may buy, it doesn't really matter as long as you don't make the big mistake that's going to put you out of business. And you take those mistakes and you capitalize. But here's capitalize on them. But here's the good news. The good news is if you really want to build your wealth by understanding your business mistakes, you can shortcut the process by watching what other companies do. What mistakes do they make? How do they sell their product? How do they position themselves? How do they brand themselves? How do they package their materials, their product? What does their website look like? What does their social media look like? You can take public information, which is perfectly legal, and look at it and say, who are these people? How do they treat their employees? What packages do they offer them? What benefits do they offer them? How do they keep them? There is so much that you can study here. There are so many mistakes that you can study, because then the mistakes turn into success and the success turns into profit. Keep your eyes open. Be aware. Don't be upset or discouraged when something happens that doesn't go right. Understand why it doesn't go right. Make a change or eliminate it and go on to be successful. And don't try too many new things all at the same time. Make sure that you're moving forward in a secure, smart, steady pace. Protect what you have and be out there with the new things. Always be looking for the answer. Always be looking for the next thing. Always be looking for the next step. Always be looking for more success, more profit, less stress. Always be understanding your coworkers, the people that work for you. What mistakes do you make in dealing with them and talking to them? You can't talk to every single person in the same way. You have to understand how they communicate. Is it visual? Is it auditory? How do they understand what you're saying to them? And if you find out that you've asked someone to do something and they didn't do it well, where is the mistake in communication? So, you see, we can take this word and we can use it in many ways, and we can make it a very positive word. This is Howard LaWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.